Task 65, Section 2, Question 21. Here we're looking for the assumption in the argument, and it says, in several countries, to slow global warming, many farmers are planting trees on their land because of government incentives. So, planting trees, government incentives to reverse warming. These incentives arose from research indicating that vegetation absorbs carbon dioxide that might otherwise trap heat in the atmosphere. Basically, trees absorb CO2 that would trap heat. A recent study, however, indicates that trees absorb and store carbon dioxide less effectively than native grasses. So actually, trees aren't as good as native grasses. Therefore, these incentives are helping to hasten global warming. Okay, so therefore, they're speeding up global warming. Now, this, I felt like right away, I was like, wait a minute, that's not quite right. If it said these incentives are not the best method, then that would have been a little bit better. But it's not saying that they're not the best. It's saying they're actually speeding up global warming, when that seems a little bit inconsistent with the evidence, because we do know that the trees are at least storing some carbon dioxide, just not as good as native grasses. And so if we're going to say that the planting of trees is speeding up the global warming, we've got to be assuming that there would be something better in their place if we weren't planting them. Because we're saying they're helping to hasten it. So that's kind of what we have to assume. And it's a pretty strong conclusion. So A, trees not only absorb carbon dioxide, but also emit it. Well, that's not something we have to assume. We just have to assume that their planting them is preventing a better option from occurring. B, most farmers do not plant any trees on their land unless there is incentive to do so. We don't have to assume that they wouldn't plant them unless there are, and especially the statement any trees on their land could be that they plant some even without incentives. And so B is too strong. C, land that has been deforested seldom later sustains native grasses. Well, it's about the native grasses, but that's saying once we cut the trees down, it's not going to sustain native grasses. And that's not really what we're looking for here. We're saying the planting of trees, not the deforesting of trees. Some of the trees planted in response to the incentives are planted where native grasses would otherwise be growing. And that's what we were kind of looking for. We have to assume that the trees are replacing something better if we're saying that they're hastening global warming. Few, if any, governments have been interested in promoting the great growth of native grasses. We don't have to assume that none of the governments have. We just have to assume that some of the places where we're planting trees, it would have been better if we hadn't. And so therefore, D is our correct answer. Notice the word strength. Some of the trees are planted where native grasses would otherwise be growing. If you make D false, none of the trees are planted where native grasses would be growing. Now all of a sudden, there's no evidence that the trees are hastening global warming, because they're probably helping just not as much as native grasses, but you couldn't grow them there otherwise, and therefore that would destroy it. So D is definitely our correct answer.